I'd really like everyone to have a totally awesome experience of worship every Sunday, every Wednesday. When Neil Pasricha first started his award-winning blog, 1000 Awesome Things, he had been going through a really rough time. Life seemed bleak and the future dark and forbidding. And then he sat down and thought about all the awesome things in his life and started his blog, which eventually grew and grew in popularity until the readership hit the millions. Some of the 1000 awesome things he suggested we considered were things like me time. Number 19, remembering all you've learned from old boyfriends and girlfriends. Number 18, the airport pickup. Ah, how good is that? Thinking. Number 17. Number 16, maybe you've done this, staying out until the place shuts down. Number 15, a favourite of mine, becoming a regular somewhere. Number 14, a good turnout on your birthday. I'm not sure that means the same thing in Canada as it does here, but whatever. Number 11, driving through your old neighbourhood and stopping to see the house you grew up in. Number 9, awesome, crossing off the last item on your to-do list. Excellent. Number 8, looking back, smiling and saying thanks. Number 5, collapsing into bed when you're completely and massively exhausted. Head hits the pillow. Zzzz. Number 2 was remembering how lucky we are to be here right now. I'm sure we could all list a few awesome things about the experience of worship that help. A special place. Being able to hear. Good hymns you can really sing. Variety and diversity, not the same old thing every week. Good preaching. Some quietness. Great music around the place, being warm and comfortable. Pastor Richard outlines the three principal elements in this process, the three principles of finding and experiencing awesome. He lists attitude, awareness, and authenticity. If we want to have an awesome experience of worship, we need to think about our attitude. What is our attitude as we consider the experience of worship? Are we open or closed? Emotionally open? Prepared to be vulnerable to the touch of truth and the feeling of beauty? Or buttoned up, reluctant to go down that road, the one that takes you to emotional engagement, even tears? What's our attitude and how will that shape our experience and make for an experience of worship that is awesome or not? Cynical or fresh? Jaded, heard it all before, or sensing the magic like it was the first time? Bored with the same old, or open to new things, new hymns, new expressions, new interpretations of old stories, willing to embrace surprise should it come to us? We can decide how we're going to be, defensive or open, keep a safe distance, or be risky and intimate. The second crucial ingredient in awesome is awareness. Somebody said to me recently they'd listened to a lot of sermons but not heard many. That can happen. Things just go over our head, our mind wanders, we switch to automatic pilot. That haze of familiarity, yadida, blah blah blah, yeah. Like when you talk to a dog and it only tunes in it when it hears dinner or walk or beach. Or the dog hears its name. The child listens to what's being said. 100 teachers can bang on, but when do you actually listen? Listen to what's being said, to the words of the songs. Hang on a minute, what are they actually saying there? This is big stuff, this is amazing. Really, this is what it's all about? Seriously, I hadn't thought about it with such clarity and intensity and focus. What does this mean for me? You know how when his team scores a goal and there's 5 minutes left, football managers do that thing. They point to their head and say, "Now, focus, think, have an awareness of the moment. 5 minutes to go. The opportunity, the importance, there's a lot at stake here. Totally engaged. The third element in experiencing the awesome of life and enjoying an awesome experience of worship is authenticity. Being honest with yourself, keeping it personal, prepared to see what this is to do with my life, wherever that life is at. Not pretending that we're stronger than we really are, not posturing and hiding the truth. This is who I am, this is where I heart, this is what this could mean for me. Acknowledging that this good news, this story of the faith, is an astonishing gift. Not just about an event out there in history, but about a possibility in here, in my heart, where the search is, where the need is for forgiveness and affirmation, for assurance, for a new beginning, new hope. This Jesus, this Lord, comes not into the abstract, but is willing to be in each life, in my story. So this is for me, who sometimes feels adrift. This is for me, who wonders what I'm worth. This is for me, who's left a trail of destruction. This is for me, who wants to be alive, not just existing. So yes, this is about me, this call, this promise, this love, this moment. So perhaps I should go. No, not perhaps. I should give him my yes. Cast my pride and hesitation to one side. I don't want to be on the fringes anymore, opening a storybook. I want to be in the story and the story to be in me. I should make my way there, for it seems that's what he wants. What he wants is my heart. That authentic engagement with the miracle takes us beyond history. So it's not happening out there and really nothing to do with me, but happening in here, and it has everything to do with me. May all your experiences of worship be awesome.